Thank you, Mr. Chair. And without going into details on the just mentioned discussion, good morning all. It's my first time here as Avera to the GRPE session, so very happy to be here. Avera is the European Association for Electromobility, and we're very happy with the proposed changes to the regulation of 154. Due to the size of the documentations, we were unable to review all proposals yet. However, and without having the full understanding of the past procedure and discussions, we at Avera believe with regards to Annex B8, Appendix 1 and 4 for recharge procedures and preconditioning, that due to the large battery capacity and higher efficiency of some OEMs, we might want to consider in future discussions with regards to this regulation, and definitely in line with expected raises in future thanks to involving R&D, to reconsider, and I'm not trying to postpone or delay the approval of document later this week, just for consideration for future discussions, to consider here maybe the possibility to review the current requirement for a complete discharge and recharge before conducting the shortened test procedure, as this will, given the growing battery capacity and capabilities of electric vehicles, present significant cost increase and length of testing for both OEMs and type approval authorities. So that was just one small comment I wanted to make here for future consideration, if any, would be taken into account in the future. Thank you.